Okay, so are you ready to like dive into something pretty major today?
Always ready for a deep dive.
All right, well, today we're going to be talking all about Taylor Swift's Eras Tour.
Oh, yeah,
You know the one.
the record-breaking one.
It became the highest-grossing concert series ever, like ever, ever. We've got this really cool article that's going to kind of be our guide today. It's called, and get ready for it, Taylor Swift's Eras Tour becomes highest-grossing concert series ever.
Kitty?
I know, right? But we're going to talk about so much more than just how much money the tour made. We're going to look at like why it was so popular,
Right.
what it says about Taylor Swift as like an artist,
Yeah.
her connection with her fans. I mean, did you see the tour?
I didn't, but I heard it was
I mean,
spectacular.
everyone's talking about
Everyone
it.
is talking about
If you saw it, let us know
Yeah.
because it was huge, like record-breaking huge.
It was massive. Yeah.
So, okay, let's get into the article because right off the bat, it says that, it's officially the highest grossing concert series of all time. I
Officially.
mean, wow. It's crazy.
But it's not just about like the money,
Right.
it's like a cultural impact. It's like I think it really solidifies Taylor Swift as like,
Yeah.
a true icon in music history.
And the article spent some time talking about the name,
Yeah.
like Eras,
Yeah.
like how
Right.
the tour was really a reflection of her whole career.
It was her whole career, like from the beginning.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, how has she stayed so relevant
I
for
know.
so long?
I mean, that's the question, isn't it?
It is. And it's interesting because, like, I feel like the name Eras is playing on that nostalgia.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, it's bringing back all these.
Absolutely. Taking you back to those
Yeah.
times, like when you first heard those songs.
Like, where were you when you first heard, Teardrops on My Guitar? And I feel like that's part of what made this tour so special, too, is like
Yeah.
she wasn't just singing her new stuff. It was like
It was everything.
everything. It was an
Yeah.
experience.
It was a whole experience. It wasn't just like a regular concert. It was like you had to be there.
Yes. And the article talks about that, too, like
Yeah.
how business-wise, it was brilliant. Like
Yeah.
she cultivated this
Yeah.
hype and anticipation.
Oh, yeah. Months and months of buildup,
Yeah, crazy.
teasers, little snippets, like keeping everyone on the edge of their seats.
And it worked.
It
I
worked.
mean, it was a
Yeah.
must-see event.
Absolutely. And I think, there's a bunch of different things that probably contributed to
Oh, yeah, for sure.
the tour's success.
I mean, obviously, her
Obviously, the
fans,
fans are massive.
they are so dedicated.
Dedicated, yeah.
And they showed up.
They show up for
They
her.
showed up for her.
Big time.
But also, I think the timing of the tour
Oh, yeah, the timing was perfect.
was perfect.
I think.
Like, there wasn't a lot of other big tours happening at the time.
Right. People were ready for a
Yeah.
big tour.
And it got, amazing reviews.
Oh, yeah. Critically
People were
acclaimed.
raving about it.
People were raving, yeah.
So I think it was just like
Like
the
everything
things,
came together perfectly.
factors coming together.
Yeah.
I mean, her fan base is huge. Like we said, super dedicated. I think a big part of that is how she interacts with them, like on social media.
Oh, yeah, she's great at that.
She's amazing at it.
Like, really makes them feel seen and heard and
Yes.
part of a community.
She has this way of like making them feel like they're part of something bigger.
Exactly. And her music, it often talks about things that
Yeah.
young people, her fans can relate to,
Absolutely.
like those universal growing up feelings and
And like you
experiences.
said before, it was like a perfect storm.
It was. Everything came together just right.
I mean, the Eras Tour, it's not just a record-breaking concert series.
No.
It's like a cultural landmark.
It
And
is.
it kind of makes you wonder, like, what's next?
Yeah, what's next for live music?
Like, will we see other artists trying to replicate
Oh, for sure.
this
Like,
model?
for sure. I think they're all going to be looking at this going, how do we do that?
Yeah, like, how do we create that kind of
Yeah.
experience?
How do we create that connection?
Because she's definitely raised the bar.
Oh, absolutely. The bar is high now. Fans are going to expect more.
Yeah, like, it's not just about showing up and singing your songs anymore.
No, it's got to be a whole
Well, it's
experience,
got to be
an event.
a whole thing. So it'll be interesting to see like what happens in the future of live music,
It will. It'll be really interesting to see what artists come up with.
Well, on that note,
Yeah.
I think we're going to wrap up our deep dive today. The Eras Tour, more than just breaking records, it really is like a cultural phenomenon. It shows how the relationship between artists and fans is changing. So keep thinking about it. What do you think the future of live music looks like?
Yeah, let us know.
Let us know. We'll be back next time with another deep dive.
See you then.
See ya.